Okay, Maseches Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, 7-3. This Mishnah is a long Mishnah in terms of words, but it's not a difficult Mishnah. If you learn the Mishnah, as I did many times, you will find it difficult unless you understand the following. In the Mishnah, we have two different opinions, one Rabbi Yossi Glili and one Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah doesn't signpost to us when the shitas are switching, when the person who's voicing their opinion transitions from Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yossi Glili. And because of that, it's confusing. But I will now give you a signpost and you'll get it just fine. Here is the structure of the Mishnah, at least the first part of it. There is consensus, an agreement between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Glili that if three people bench, then you do the regular Nevarach Shalchal Mishalo. And when 10 people bench, you do Nevarach Elokeinu or Le Elokeinu Shalchal Mishalo. Those are the words one says to invite the others to bench with him. Nevarech, let us bless. Shachalnu mishlo, the one from whom we have eaten. Or Nevarech Elokeinu, or Le'elokeinu, that's Le'elokeinu, let us bless Hashem. The Lamed is contentious, but not for now. Shachalnu mishlo, from whom we have eaten. Now, everyone agrees to that. Rabbi Akiva says, that's it. It doesn't matter if you have 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people eating together. It's the same Nevarach Lelokeinu Shachal Mishalo that one says. Much like the way we have in Shul, where we say Baruch Hu and the response is the same as long as you have a minion. Rabbi Yossi Glili says no. He says that if you have 100 people, you would add another name of Hashem. And if you have 1,000 people, yet another name of Hashem. And if you have 10,000, you'd have an even more involved introduction to the Zimun. So with that introduction, understanding that there are two different voices in this Mishnah, the voice of Rabbi Akiva holds that there's no special Zimun beyond 10, and Rabbi Yossi Glili, who says no, it does get more special and involved as you get to hundreds and thousands. You can understand the Mishnah, and I will tell you inside when it's the transition from Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yossi Glili, because the Mishnah doesn't say it. So the Mishnah begins. Ketzad mezamnin. How does one actually, what is the formula that one uses to introduce the zimun? Bishlosha, if you have exactly three people, omer nevarech, the person who's doing the zimun, the mezamnin, he will say nevarech shachal nemishalo. Let us three bless the one from whom we've eaten. Now, as I said in the introduction to the perek, the source for zimun is one of two psukim, but both of psukim speak of either kishem Hashem ekra, when I call out in Hashem's name, or Gadlul Hashem Iti, praise God's name with me, singular, and this, the other person or persons to whom one is speaking is a plural, so that Gadlul Hashem Iti, you should exalt Hashem with me, that's two plural Gadlul with Iti, one, or Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I, singular, call out in Hashem's name, Havu Godal Elokeinu, you two should express, you know, God's greatness. So in both cases, you have three people altogether, and that's the minimum number for Zimun. So if you have just three, Nevarach is required. We three must bless Hashem. If you had hypothetically an extra person, a fourth person, so the Mezamen could say, you three alone are sufficient. So he could sort of say to them, you three, Baruch Hu, you three could bless, excluding himself from the team. So therefore, the Mishnah says, at least theoretically, if it's b'shlosha v'hu, if you have three people in addition to the mezamen, omer, the person who's doing the zimun, the mezamen, could say, at least hypothetically, baruch hu. Instead of nevarech shachalnu, he could say baruch hu shachalnu, mishalo. La'halacha, it's not clear if this is the proper thing to do, or if it's a preferable thing to do, or if it's even an optional thing to do. Halacha l'mais l'maisa, the custom, of course, is just in nevarech in all cases. We never say baruch hu. The Mishnah continues to say, if you have ba'asara, if you have 10 people together, so then you can introduce the Shem Hashem, because every davar shel kedusha, like reading from a Sefer Torah, kaddish, kedusha, etc., requires a minion. If you have that minion of 10 men, omer nevarech lelokeinu, shachal nemishalo, one would say, let us bless to Hashem, that lamed, the gears of the lamed being there not is actually it's a machlokas. We take it out when we say it normally, so Nevarach Elkeinu, Shachalnu Mishalo. If you have 10, Basara Vahu, if you had 11, meaning 10 plus the guy doing the Zimun, Omer, the Mezamen could say, Baruch Hu, he could say, you 10, bless Hashem. Baruchu lelokeinu or elokeinu shachal mishalo. Now, just speaking it out for a second, the previous mission we had said how if three women eat together, they are allowed to make a zimin all to themselves, separate from the men. So if there would be 10 women, they would not up the ante from simply nevarach to nevarach lelokeinu, because women don't constitute dominion. In any case, back to this, the Mishnah says, and this is the voice of Rabbi Akiva, echad asara ve'echad asar ribo. It doesn't matter whether you have 10 men or 10,000 men benching. It's all the same. You just simply say nevarach lelokeinu or baruchu lelokeinu shalchal mishlo, and that's that. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Now, if you want to make sense of this Mishnah on your own, you got to write in pencil, so to speak, right here. Rabbi Yosef Glili says the following. That's important, because this sentence contradicts what we just said. We just said, no difference between 10 and 10,000. But now the Mishnah says, B'meah, if you have 100, Omer, you say something different. You say, Nevarech Lashem Elokeinu. So we introduced the Shem Adnos, Yudke Vavke, is part of the Zimun. B'meah Vahu, if you have 101 people mentioned together, so then Omer, the Mazaman, could say, Baruchu Lashem Elokeinu. The Aleph, if 1,000 benchers together, so then Omer Nevarech Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, the person, the Mezamen, would say, let us bless Lashem, the Laman may be out, Hashem Elokeinu, our God, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel. Be Aleph, 1,001, then the Mezamen could say to the other 1,000, Baruchu Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Be Rebo, if you have 10,000 men benching together, Omer, then the Mezamen would say, Nevarech, Lashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, and we add on an addition from the 1,000 to 10,000 level, Elokei Tzvakot, the Lord of Hosts, meaning the hosts of angels, the heavenly hosts, Yoshev HaKruvim, the one who dwells by or between or accessible through the Kruvim, those two cherubs that sit on the Kaporet and the Aron, where the direction towards where we pray, where Nevuah comes from, so that's the Kruvim. That's Hashem as Yoshev HaKruvim. He dwells by the Kruvim, so to speak, Kaviyachal. Al HaMazon Shachalnu, for the food from which we have eaten. Beribo Vahu, if there is 10,001 people, so then Omer Baruchu, the Mezamen could say Baruchu to the other 10,000, meaning he would say Baruchu Lashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Etzfakos, Yoshev HaKruvim, Al HaMazon Shachalnu. Now, the Mishnah continues now and says, "Keinin shehu mevarech kach on achrot." The same way in which the mezamen invites the people to bench, the response to that invitation is parallel. So, in other words, in this case here, they would say, "Baruch." He would say, "Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu," etc., and they would respond back, "Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Atzvakos Yoshev Akruvim Al Hamazon Shachalnu." The same way he invites, they would respond back. Now, an interesting point I have to bring up here is that when we do a zimin, the mezamen says, Nevarech shachalnu mishalo, and the response that we have is, Baruch shachalnu mishalo, and we add the extra words, uvetuvo chayinu, and through whose goodness we live. So, indeed, that's an insertion, an additional, that part of the response that doesn't exist in the invitation. It's not clear exactly why we do that. There's an amazing Bach that says that once upon a time, the minhag in Europe was that the mezamen would actually say, Nevarach shachalnu mishlo uvtavo chayinu, and they would respond similarly until the Maral Meprag stopped that custom. In any case, it could just be that the same way that when everyone initiates like a blessing, the response sort of one-ups it. In other words, we're accustomed to someone saying, Shabbat Shalom, and the response being Shabbat Shalom Umuvorach, etc. So it could be that's what's going on over here. In any case, whatever the minag is the proper minag, and of course one shouldn't deviate from what the Klal Yisrael does. So again, we bench Nevarach Shachal Nemishalo, and the response is Baruch Shachal Nemishalo Uvtavo Chayinu. In any case, why would it be, says the Mishnah now, why would it be that if you have larger numbers of people, you change the formula, the nusach, by which one invites and responses for the benching. The reason is because, lefi rova kahal hen mevarchin. One does the blessing in accordance with the size of the community, the kahal, who's doing the benching, Shneimar, which is based in the pasuk in Tehillim, B'makelos Baruchu Elokim Hashem Imkor Yisrael, which means B'makelos in different gatherings or communities, Baruchu Elokim, bless God, Hashem Mimkor Yisrael, God from within the source of Israel. Now, Rabbi Yosef clearly understands that since the word B'makelos is plural, meaning there are different kinds of kehilot, different kinds of assemblies, of gatherings, of communities, so each one has to bless Hashem in its own way. Therefore, he understands that Lifi Rov Kahal and Mavarchim, depending on the quantity, different size of kehila, one benches differently. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. His understanding is that there's a midrash that says when the Klal Yisrael stood at the Yam Suf, at the splitting of the sea, even the babies in utero and their mother's inside still sang Shira to Hashem, they sang to Hashem. And Rabbi Kiva understands that the two different communities, the plural of different kehilot being referred to over here, is the makela, the community outside, and the second kehila of assembled babies still in utero. So that's the reference, but it's, otherwise it wouldn't apply. Rabbi Yosef Lili, however, says that's true that even the babies in utero did sing Shira to Hashem, but they're referred to later on the pasuk when it says Mimkor Yisrael, which doesn't mean from the source of Israel, but rather from the Makor, another word for uterus, while they were in utero. Okay, fine. Now, Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Mamatzinu Babesa Knesses, the way one does the Zimun in leading, introducing, benching is the same as one finds in leading and introducing davening in Shul, the basic Knesses, Echem Ruben v'Echem Mu'atin, it doesn't matter if you have a large or small minion, Omer, the person who invites and leads the benching, the davening says, Baruchu Es Hashem. Which means, of course, you all should now, plural, and bless Hashem. Doesn't matter if you have 10 or 100 or 1,000. The truth is, as the Gemara in the Daf Mem Test, that Rabbi Yosef Lili actually doesn't agree. He would say, at least in theory, in a shul, one would also have a different nusach for the baruch with the beginning if you had 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. It's just that the nature of a shul is people are coming in and going all the time, so it's hard to get a proper head count, as opposed to a meal when everyone ate together. If you know definitively you have 1,000 attendees at the convention, then you could, you know, do the special benching for 1,000 persons. In any case, therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, no, he says, like in Shul, just Baruch Hu, or Nevarach in the case of Zimun, perhaps, is all you need, and nothing more than that. The same for 10 or for 10,000. On the last point, Rabbi Yishmael picks apart a separate point to Rabbi Kiva, saying the proper invitation for the davening isn't Baruch Hu Es Hashem, but rather Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach. One should say, bless Hashem HaMavorach, the source of blessing, the Blessed One who's the source of blessing, because by saying that, even the person who's leading the davening and inviting the beginning of the davening is including himself as recipient of Hashem's bracha, as opposed to just being one who is, you know, initiating or demanding others to bless Hashem. By saying HaMavorach, he recognized that he too is part of those who receive Hashem's blessing as opposed to do the blessing of Hashem, so to speak. And Rabbi Kiva actually agrees that it's perfectly fine and maybe even better to say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach. However, he says that Mekar Din, you could say Baruch Hu Es Hashem, and that would be sufficient to be Yotzi, the proper introduction to davening.